The New York Times recently described Simon Russell Beale as the greatest actor Americans have hardly seen. On the London stage, Beale has played kings and commoners, fops and Shakespearean clowns, characters from Chekhov and Ibsen. 2 years ago, Beale performed at the Brooklyn Academy of Music as Hamlet. Now he's returned to BAM with the Dunmar Warehouse Theater in an interesting double bill. He plays the manservant Malvolio in Twelfth Night and the title role in Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. Sam Mendes directs the productions. In both plays, Beale explores the comic and tragic dimensions of his characters. When I spoke with Simon Russell Beale, we began by talking about Twelfth Night. His character Malvolio is the butler for Lady Olivia. He's secretly in love with her. The other household servants decide to make some trouble by misleading Malvolio into believing Olivia has feelings for him.
And then a trick is played on him where a letter's written apparently from Olivia which says, I love you, and he believes it and dresses up in what he regards as very sexy gear and seductive gear. And Olivia, of course, is horrified. He's then accused of being mad, which I think distresses him enormously, and is shut away. And when he's released, he is a very bitter man whose life has been destroyed, and he ends with this extraordinary curse on the whole company, which is literally seconds before the play ends. So there's this big black cloud over the end of the play. And the big debate is, you know, whether you regard his punishment for being pompous and overbearing, and a bully, which he undoubtedly is, whether his punishment fits the crime. And I think most people would think the punishment was probably excessive. I mean, his life is destroyed, poor thing.
I'd like to talk about your physical presence on the stage, because you're a very physical actor, and it's fascinating to watch, especially to watch your hands. Both as Malvolio and as Vanya, you cultivate certain mannerisms, and Malvolio has some extremely precise, dismissive gestures. A sweep of the hand, for instance. He also fusses. He's a butler, so I guess that's... He's a little anal. He fusses with hanging his coat on the back of a chair. He's very fastidious in the beginning, and then as his psyche deteriorates and these awful things happen to him, he becomes less so. And you also develop those kind of gestures in the Vanya character. Vanya fingers the...
fidgets, doesn't he? Yes.
He fidgets, he picks at his hands, he fingers the long table, which is the center of the stage, the central prop. He emphasizes what he's saying by placing his outstretched fingers, his fingertips on the tabletop, and he talks with his hands. All of this makes for a very, very realized, believable human being on the stage. Where do these mannerisms originate for you as an actor, and how do you hone them?
Well, it's funny you mention the hands, because somebody else mentioned them to me a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sort of unaware. I was certainly unaware of it in Vanya, and then I'm now only half aware about a lot of the physicality of Vanya. To explain something about the Vanya physicality is that when we started rehearsing, we Sam put out a sort of carpet with loads of big cushions and big easy chairs for the Vanya rehearsals, and a lot of the original exercises we did as we were exploring the play was with us. We naturally sort of gravitated to lying on the cushions and lying on the carpet, or slumped into this very, very comfortable chair. And that continued into performance, certainly with me. And I spend, as you remember, a lot of the time actually lying on the floor of the stage. And I found that very useful, because Vanya is a child, really. He's, in lots of ways, he's a man who is just at the end of his tether, and consequently his physical behavior becomes more and more extreme.
Watching you on the stage, I had the sense that as an actor you have an idea of the physical shape of a character, and that the words come out of that. It's as if you have an idea of what you look like from the audience, and that somehow the interpretation and the words flow through that.
I've always pretended that that's not the case, but you're right. I mean, I've never thought I've had a very strong visual imagination, really. But I do remember that when I did Richard III, which was one of the very first things I did with, the second thing I did with Sam, I had an immediate, clear idea of the way I wanted to look, which sort of took me by surprise. I mean, I wanted to look like, A huge retired American footballer, you know.
Johnny Unitas.
I don't know the reference, but with a huge shaved head and big, big man. When Sam offered me Ariel in The Tempest, you know, the most unlikely choice in the whole company to play Ariel.
And Ariel is a sprite. It's usually a little elfin.
It's a creature of air, creature. Yes. And as we've said before, I'm not a creature of air. But I had that funny thing in my stomach when he phoned me up and offered it to me. And I just had that funny, excited reaction, butterflies in your stomach, thinking, ooh, my Lord. And I knew he'd cast me partly because I could sing, and Ariel has to sing. But I thought, wow, what can we do with that? How can we make this particular person into a creature of air? Now, I don't have a sort of the same reaction to Richard II.
How did you make Ariel work? How did you reinterpret Ariel to jive with your physical appearance?
Well, actually, to be perfectly honest, it was a series of lucky accidents. I was given a very beautiful blue silk suit, Mao, Chairman Mao type suit. And during the rehearsal, the whole show required Ariel, the way Sam had directed it, was that Ariel did all the work, as it were. I mean, he's a sprite who's the servant of the great magician Prospero. And Ariel did all the work, and I had so much to do. I had to bring characters on stage and set the props for them and blah, 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 all that. And I thought the only way I can do it is very, very slowly. And so during one of the final runs in the rehearsal room, I was just doing it very, very slowly. And at the end of it, Sam said, well, that could either be really boring or we could push it and make him incredibly slow. And in the end, he moved in this extraordinarily beautiful suit and bare feet very slowly and haughtily and rather balletically. Because it was a blue set, they could light me, so I almost disappeared. It was very clever, actually, of them. I mean, it was a clever design.
I'm talking with Simon Russell Beale. He's currently starring in two productions at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York. He performs as Malvolio in Twelfth Night and Vanya in Uncle Vanya. When you played Hamlet, your mother had just passed away. Did that inform your performance?
Yeah.
In what way?
It was my tribute to her, really. She knew I was going to do it. And the dates, cruelly, were not... I mean, she couldn't have come and see me because she was ill for 5 months. So. But it was my... It was my tribute to her, and it was as a gift for somebody who's grieving. You can't get much better than that. I mean, the greatest discussion of grief and mortality that's ever been written. And I was enormously privileged to be able to do that, and to be able to give it to her, really. And I think it Hamlet turned out very different from what I expected him to turn out. I wanted to be a play about love, for him to be a sweet prince, for it to be about a good man, struggling with the fact of death. So yes, it had an enormous effect.
Did you have to struggle to channel your grief in an effective way, an appropriate way, in your performance, or did you find that, as opposed to that, you're performing Hamlet and experiencing grief through Shakespeare's words, that he got it right, actually, that you could compare?
I didn't use the grief literally, because that would have been horrible. Mm-hmm. And you've put it better than I could, which is that Shakespeare got it right. And...
About grief, you mean?
Yes, and about the whole last beat of the play, about the great human need to say, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. All things shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. That's not Shakespeare's, but it's that sort of thing, you know. As I said earlier, you know, to stand on stage and say to an audience, almost, shush, shush, it's all right. If it, you know, death will come and the readiness is all, and it'll be all right, I think is a fantastic privilege to be able to do that. And, you know, it wasn't a direct, I wasn't grieving there in front of the audience, but it was about saying, well, Shakespeare allows us some sort of debate, or does it better than we could do.
Thank you so much. Simon Russell Beale, thank you for talking with me today.
Well, pleasure. Thank you.
Simon Russell Beale is currently performing in Twelfth Night and Uncle Vanya at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. The Dunmar Warehouse Theater production continues through March 9th.